And I like it, 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 here we go. Nicolo's Aniolo. Hello, Villa Voice Notice. I'm in a singing mood again, probably because the mighty Aston Villa keep marching on. The reason I'm chanting about Zaniolo, he's just got me thinking about some of the loan players that we've had at Villa down the years. Obviously, I think by common consensus, we probably all agree that his cameo against Wolves at the weekend was possibly his finest moments in a Villa shirt, starting to really find a little bit of form at the business end of the season, which is great to see, especially given some of the selection problems that we've had in recent weeks. But I just wanted to think about some of the temporary transfers that we've had over the years, some good, some bad. And I want to use this week's Villa Voice Note to talk about my top five. Now, it was very nearly a top six, but I think I've managed to whittle it down to a top five. Before I select that five, and I'd love to hear your feedback on whether you agree with me over them. Before I select that top five, I want to go through some of the duds. We have had quite a few duds along the way. And just for a little bit of housekeeping, my game, my rules, the top five will only include loanees who came on loan and then departed again. We're not going to have loanees who became permanent signings. So sorry, James Milner. Apologies, Tyrone Mings. Hard luck, Anwar El Ghazi. If your name's not down, you're not coming in. Let's rattle through a few of those duds. I'll just go through several of them off the top of my head. Grant Holt. Remember when Grant Holt arrived under Paul Lambert from Norwich for a brief spell? Yeah, I think his better days were behind him, and he probably already got his eye on his future career as a wrestler by then. I think his main contribution was he scored a goal in front of the Holt end, so I think I was able to write an intro to a match report about Holt scoring at the Holt end. So thanks for that, Grant. Giles De Builder, do you remember him? Giles De Builder, can he fix it? Giles De Builder. No, he can't. One of the duddiest duds of recent years was Danny Drinkwater. Oh, what a disappointment he was. Danny Drinkwater obviously came with a good reputation, you know, won the league at Leicester, earned himself a move at Chelsea, and then just rocked up at Villa and was so underwhelming. I think it was less Danny Drinkwater and more Danny Nuthotter. Do you remember he nutted Hotter? Am I forcing that a little bit too much? Again, that was probably his most notable contribution, dropping the nut on one of his teammates in training. Another one that Dean Smith signed around then, Tom Carroll. Yeah, I can't even remember. Did he play? I can't remember him playing much at all. I was going to sing a version of Oh Carroll, I Am But a Fool about Tom Carroll, but I'm all sung out for now. Andre Moreira, the goalkeeper. I think he's probably most known for that really pathetic warm-up. Do you remember? Probably the worst warm-up ever. I think somebody filmed him from the stands and he just looked to be going through the motions. It reminded me, I don't know whether you're like this, but when you have to grudgingly go in goal in five-a-side because you've got you're rotating the goalies and you have rush goalies and you do everything, you let everything in deliberately so you don't have to stay in goal for very long at all. And that's what Moreira reminds me of, that dodgy warm-up, which I think you can probably find it still on social media somewhere. Another goalkeeper on loan who does earn my respect is Gabor Kirali. He's my style guru. I really love a pair of tracksuit bottoms, as anybody who's watched our recent NordVPN advert will tell you. So, yeah, love a goalie who's rocking a pair of tracky bees. Where next? Simon Dawkins. Do you remember that one? I think we've mentioned it on Clout and Blue before. Well, the lights are still on at Bodymore Heath. When would that have been? 2014? Perhaps January 2014, something like that. So the Villa's media team managed to trumpet a big signing as if it was going to be something exciting. And then it was Simon Dawkins, bless him. To be fair to Dawkins, I've got a theory that he was part of our evolution, so you can't knock him. Another one who came along, probably we expected something from and didn't really get much out of, was Thiago Alori. Do you remember him? I think he arrived on loan from Liverpool. Quiz question for you. Do you know where Thiago Alori is playing now? Unless you're an absolute European football or Aston Villa geek, I think the answer is no, you don't. But here you go. Put you out of your misery. He's playing in the Portuguese second division for a team, forgive my pronunciation here, Belenenses, I think it's called. So there you go. Jermaine Genus. Now, Jermaine Genus signed at the same time as Alan Hutton on, I think it was August the 31st, 2011. deadline day. Obviously, Hutton signed and went on through a tumultuous time at Villa to become a little bit of a cult hero for Aston Villa. Not so Jermaine Genus. He signed on loan from Spurs at the time. Quiz question, how many games do you think Jermaine Genus started for Aston Villa? One. I'm not even drunk. I'm recording this in the morning, so apologies. I don't know where my singing voice is coming from. Eric Bakker, do you remember him? Arrived under O'Leary. He's one that, unlike James Milner, that we did end up turning into a permanent deal. Eric Bakker, we didn't want him Bakker for good. I'm cringing with you. Joey Goodjohnson, do you remember him as well? We signed him on loan under Graham Taylor. I think he did score a couple of goals, but probably his most notable contribution was getting sent off alongside Dion Dublin during that horrible defeat to Blues at Villa Park when Blues were back in the Premier League for the first time in ages. So yeah, Joey Goodjohnson, easy for me to say, didn't have the pleasure of getting sent off or dropping the nut on Dion Dublin, but he did get sent off during what was a particularly feisty, fiery, and from a Villa point of view, forgettable derby at Villa Park way back when. We've had a few, haven't we? We've had a few loan signings down the years. I think Alan McLaughlin way back when. We loaned from Southampton. You know, we've had Tom Cleverley, Scott Sinclair, Ryan Bertrand. It was half decent, I think, given the situation that Villa were in at the time. In recent years, we've had, I love the name, Ludwig Augustinsson, who wasn't particularly great last season. Jan Bednarik, again, who won't go down as a vintage Aston Villa player. But I think we're probably reaching the time where I can reveal my list of top five. Now, it would have been top six because I would have included Kyle Walker in this, because Kyle Walker came in for a spell on loan from Tottenham under Gerard Houllier and did a really good job for us for a couple of months as what looked like a potential relegation season under Houllier finally gathered some pace. And I think we finished ninth, didn't we, in the end, in the 2010-11 season. Kyle Walker doesn't quite make the cut. Now, this five, it's a bit of a cop-out here. I'm not going to name them in order of five. I'm just going to lump them as a five. I probably will name who I think is my number one, but I won't. I'll leave you to decide whether I've got the right five and whether what order you put them in. So, without further ado, my top five are Ross Barkley. Yes, I know Ross Barkley probably, I don't know whether he gets a bad rep. I feel a little bit sorry for Ross Barkley because he's a great player at Everton. I think he's doing good things at Luton. I don't think his time at Chelsea really went anywhere near how he would have liked it to have gone, but he won't be the first player who's sparkled elsewhere, gone to Chelsea and then just stagnated a little bit. But I think that year at Villa, I think he was a class act. We saw him linking with Ollie Watkins and Jack Grealish that year. Really, really clever link-up play. Scored a fair few goals himself. The disappointment was that we couldn't see any of it in person because it was obviously during the COVID year and pretty much everything was done behind closed doors then. But I think Ross Barkley was a class act on loan. So he makes it into the top five. Another one who I want to mention is Robbie Keane, who came in, I think he was at LA Galaxy, wasn't he? And we had that little break from MLS season. Alex McLeish was able to bring him to Villa. I just think he gave us that spark. It wasn't a season where we had many glimmers of gold. So when Robbie Keane came in, obviously that double that he scored against his former club Wolves at Molineux will live long in the memory. Two cracking goals. And he just gave us that little bit of energy and momentum at a time where we needed it. I've said it before and I'll say it again, that we stayed up in instalments, didn't we? I think it was more draws than wins. But I think Robbie Keane's little cameo or little contribution was important that year. So I'd have Robbie in the top five. The other three, they're all Championship. They're all from the Championship season. So I'm going to go Axel Tuanzebe and Robert Snodgrass. In case you haven't heard me singing enough, Axel Tuanzebe needs to go in there. Tuanzebe, Tuanzebe, Tuanzebe. And I've not finished singing yet. Robert Snodgrass as well. There's a Snodgrass playing on the right. He hasn't got a right foot, but his left is dynamite. Listen, those two aren't just in there because they give me an opportunity to share my beautiful singing voice with you again. Twan Zebe was quality, really, you know, particularly towards the back end of the promotion season, the playoff winning season, when he teamed up with Tyrone Mings. So I think there was a lot of call back then for not only to make the Mings signing permanent, but to do Twan Zebe, but that never came to pass. And Snodgrass, I just thought, you know, he provided some brilliant moments. I think, was it away at Sheffield United? He's pinged one in the top corner with his left peg. And I just got the sense with Snodgrass. Sometimes you do get the sense with lone players that are just passing through, just here, just as a point on their journey. With Snodgrass, even though he's a lone player, I got the sense that he understood the essence of Aston Villa, got a really strong connection with the fan base as well, and just seemed to be a top-class bloke. So he makes it in there. And the fifth of the five, and this would probably be my number one Aston Villa loan signing of all time, would be Tammy Abraham. I'm not going to sing Ooh Tammy Tammy. I've sang enough. His goal haul, let's face it, he was another one who were desperate for Villa to sign once we're in the Premier League. Now, looking at it, we're probably glad that we certainly are glad that we signed Ollie Watkins. But the Tammy Abraham back to Villa, that's a link that never goes away. But I think he was brilliant that season. His goals, the way he led the line, you know, his pace. I think he was, given where we were, and, you know, I've been the first to bash Steve Bruce for how it eventually came, how his spell at Villa eventually ended, but the fact that he was able to have the clout, if you like, to attract a player of Tammy Abraham's class and ability, you know, I think that was a key factor in us getting up that year. So those would be my five. I'd be interested to get your feedback on social media, whether you think I've missed anybody who should be in the five, what order you'd put those five in, whether you agree with me that Tammy should be number one. But yeah, so there you are. There's my little rumble through, my musical, full of musical interludes, my musical rumble through Aston Villa's loan stars and loan flops. I know you've been hanging on waiting for the crap dad joke, so here you go. Let me play you out with this one. Actually, you've got two for the price of one, so bog off. What do you call a man with a spade on his head? Doug? What do you call a man without a spade in his head? Douglas. There you go. Up the Villa.